I see something like you in this plate, but I do not see you. I hear something like you through this telephone, but I do not hear you. That is why I want you to come. Pay me a visit, so that we can meet face to face and talk about the hopes that are in my mind." She replied that she could scarcely spare the time for a visit. "The airship barely takes 2 days to fly between me and you."
"I dislike airships."
"Why?"
"I dislike seeing the horrible brown earth and the sea and the stars when it is dark. I get no ideas in an airship."
"I do not get them anywhere else."
"What kind of ideas can the air give you?"
He paused for an instant. "Do you not know 4 big stars that form an oblong, and 3 stars close together in the middle of the oblong, and hanging from these stars, 3 other stars?"
"No, I do not. I dislike the stars. But did they give you an idea? How interesting. Tell me."
"I had an idea that they were like a man."
"I do not understand."
"The 4 big stars are the man's shoulders and his knees. The 3 stars in the middle are like the belts that men wore once, and the 3 stars hanging are like a sword."
"A sword?"
"Men carried swords about with them to kill animals and other men."
"It does not strike me as a very good idea, but it is certainly original. When did it come to you first?"
"In the airship." He broke off, and she fancied that he looked sad. She could not be sure, for the machine did not transmit nuances of expression. It only gave a general idea of people, an idea that was good enough for all practical purposes, Vashti thought. The imponderable bloom, declared by a discredited philosophy to be the actual essence of intercourse, was rightly ignored by the machine, just as the imponderable bloom of the grape was ignored by the manufacturers of artificial fruit. Something good enough had long since been accepted by our race. "The truth is," he continued, "that I want to see these stars again. They are curious stars. I want to see them not from the airship, but from the surface of the earth as our ancestors did thousands of years ago. I want to visit the surface of the earth." She was shocked again. "Mother, you must come, if only to explain to me, what is the harm of visiting the surface of the earth?"
"No harm," she replied, controlling herself. "But no advantage. The surface of the earth is only dust and mud. No advantage. The surface of the earth is only dust and mud. No life remains on it. And you would need a respirator, or the cold of the outer air would kill you. One dies immediately in the outer air."
"I know. Of course, I shall take all precautions.
And besides,
Well, she considered, and chose her words with care. Her son had a queer temper, and she wished to dissuade him from the expedition.
"It is contrary to the spirit of the age," she asserted. "Do you mean by that, contrary to the machine?" "In a sense, but..."
His image in the blue plate faded.
"Kuno!"
He had isolated himself. For a moment, Vashti felt lonely. Then she generated the light, and the sight of her room flooded with radiance and studded with electric buttons revived her. There were buttons and switches everywhere, buttons to call for food, for music, for clothing. There was the hot bath button, by pressure of which a basin of imitation marble rose out of the floor, filled to the brim with a warm, deodorized liquid. There was the cold bath button. There was the button that produced literature. And there were, of course, the buttons by which she communicated with her friends. The room, though it contained nothing, was in touch with all that she cared for in the world. Vashanti's next move was to turn off the isolation switch, and all the accumulations of the last 3 minutes burst upon her. The room was filled with a noise of bells and speaking tubes. What was the new food like? Could she recommend it? Had she any ideas lately? Might one tell her one's own ideas? Would she make an engagement to visit the public nurseries at an early date, say, this day month? To most of these questions, she replied with irritation, a growing quality in that accelerated age. She said that the new food was horrible, that she could not visit the public nurseries through press of engagements, that she had no